Greg DeYoung, professor on operations management at Southern Illinois University, says that the issues and contract may need to be renegotiated sooner rather than later.
What was supposed to be a five-year contract back at the beginning of 2020 now is only a two or three-year contract at the beginning of 2023. So even though this seems to solve the problem for now, in a few years, we'll be back at the bargaining table again.
Professor DeYoung says because a rail strike could have severely impacted the economy, Congress has the authority to enact legislation to prohibit or delay transportation strikes.